a proper sale. My design studio was a large building packed to the rafters with supplies and machinery. I had locked its doors when I had become a teacher. After a few years, I decided that it was time to liquidate its contents, but I was unsure about how best to go about it. I called an auctioneer, who advised me to have a big one-day sale, but that did not seem inspired. Eventually, I got humble enough to listen for the voice within. When I had given up my ego and worry, I asked, "What should I do?" Immediately, I heard a strong thought. "Well, you could open the door." It seemed so simple and yet so inadequate because of the massive amount of stock to be cleared out. But I was obedient and went out to the storeroom and opened one of the big overhead garage doors. I then came back inside and waited quietly for further instructions. Next, I heard, "You could put some tables out in the parking lot." So I set up about 40 feet of display space and filled it with miscellaneous items after the fashion of a garage sale. Then I heard, "You could put up a for sale sign." So I did. As silly as it seemed to me initially, I was being motivated by divine law. In a little while, people began to stop. They would pick something out and ask, "How much is this?" I would reach into my highest sense of honesty, and a number would occur to me. I would say that price, and each time the shopper would say, "Okay," and give me the money. There was no haggling. There was no refusal, no putting something back on the table. By the end of the day, I had sold a reasonable amount. Within 3 days, there were people coming from nearby cities and states, some traveling over 100 miles to see what I had. I do not know how the news spread. For the first few days, the building was so full that I just pulled out what I could reach. After the building was cleared out a bit, I allowed people to come in and see the heavy machinery. One man examined my saw table, which was worth as much as a car, and asked what I wanted for it. I gave him a price, and he took out a roll of cash, handed me the total sum, and just walked away, saying, "I'll be back in 2 days with a truck." I never wrote a receipt during the entire sale. Total trust reigned. This remarkable experience played out as a gentle redistribution, supply meeting demand, with obvious gratitude on both sides. Within 10 days, every item was sold, and the building was empty. It is remarkable to me that when we listen to the voice within and are obedient to it, everything just naturally and simply finds its proper place.